Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Mike Radish, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Sunday, the 10th of May, 2026 at 9:07 Israel time, 6:07 UTC. IRGC threatens US bases over tanker strikes as Lebanon death toll rises. May 10th, 6:07 UTC, 09:07 Israel. Morning edition. Bottom line up front, the IRGC has threatened to strike U.S. bases in the region if Iranian tankers are attacked a day after U.S. strikes on two tankers. The IRGC Navy warned that any attack on Iranian vessels would trigger a heavy attack on U.S. bases and ships in the region, and the Aerospace Force Commander said missiles and drones are locked onto enemy targets awaiting orders. In Lebanon, at least 36 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes over the past day, and Hezbollah launched multiple drone attacks on Israeli forces. Qatar is mediating between the US and Iran, and a report reveals Israel built a secret base in the Iraqi desert to support its air campaign against Iran. Now turning to the regional sections. In Iran, the diplomatic track continues to look disconnected from the operational tempo. President Trump said the US was expecting a letter from Iran while Qatar works to secure a memorandum to end the war. Iranian Foreign Minister Araki, however, expressed suspicion about U.S. seriousness, citing ceasefire violations and what he called provocative actions in the Gulf. Tehran also signaled that any agreement must not include cancellation of its nuclear program. Meanwhile, Russia is sending drone parts to Iran via the Caspian Sea, bypassing the Hormuz blockade, a route that has become vital, with four ports operating daily. And Iranian authorities say at least 140 culturally significant locations, including five UNESCO World Heritage sites, were damaged by airstrikes and shockwaves during the war. In Lebanon, the death toll from Israeli airstrikes reached 36 in the past day, with the deadliest strike hitting Al-Saksakia in the Sidon district, killing at least seven, including a child. The IDF said it struck over 40 Hezbollah infrastructure sites and eliminated more than 10 operatives over the weekend, targeting military structures, weapons storage facilities, and a launcher. Hezbollah claimed multiple drone attacks on Israeli forces, including swarms of loitering drones targeting gatherings of vehicles and soldiers at several locations in the south. The IDF intercepted a suspicious aerial target near its troops. The April 16th ceasefire is collapsing, with 24 killed on May 9th alone, and Lebanese negotiators are now focusing on demands for a full ceasefire, Israeli withdrawal from disputed points, and a reconstruction path. Moving to the West Bank, dozens of masked Israeli settler militiamen attacked homes on the outskirts of Deir Jaria village, northeast of Ramallah. Separately, an Israeli ministerial committee is set to discuss a bill to annul the Oslo Accords. On the multilateral track, Qatar is mediating between the US and Iran, with Rubio and Witkoff meeting Qatar's prime minister in Miami. The UK deployed HMS Dragon to the Middle East with an eye on a potential Hormuz mission as France and Britain work on a proposal for safe transit through the strait. And the US imposed sanctions on four Chinese companies for aiding Iran's satellite and intelligence capabilities during the war. Elsewhere in the region, the Wall Street Journal reported that Israel built a clandestine military base in Iraq's western desert to support its air campaign against Iran with US knowledge. The base housed special forces and served as a logistics hub. In early March, Israeli airstrikes killed one Iraqi soldier and wounded two who approached the site. Iraq blamed the US in a UN complaint, and satellite images show a likely oil slick off Iran's Kharg Island. Moving to the analysis, first the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity has accelerated sharply. The prior week saw tit-for-tat strikes between the US and Iran and a grinding conflict in southern Lebanon. This window introduces a qualitative escalation. The IRGC's explicit threat to strike U.S. bases marks a shift from reactive posturing to proactive deterrence signaling. The IRGC is now driving the narrative, not merely responding. In Lebanon, the death toll spike and Hezbollah's coordinated drone swarms suggest intensification, not a plateau. The diplomatic track appears increasingly disconnected from battlefield realities. On the information environment, the IRGC is pushing a story of righteous retaliation, framing U.S. strikes on tankers as unprovoked aggression that justifies attacks on American assets. The U.S. narrative, voiced by Trump, insists the ceasefire holds and frames strikes as calibrated, but this is being undercut by the IRGC's threats and the lack of a clear diplomatic off-ramp. Hezbollah's framing emphasizes resistance and victimhood, highlighting civilian casualties while showcasing drone capabilities. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. The U.S. claims a functioning ceasefire, yet the IRGC is openly threatening escalation and Lebanon's death toll is rising. The U.S. narrative is losing traction, and the synthesis, the IRGC's threat to strike U.S. bases is not merely bluster but a calculated move to establish a new deterrence equation in the Gulf. By explicitly linking tanker security to base security, Iran is attempting to raise the cost of U.S. maritime interdiction and force a de facto safe passage for its oil exports. This is evidenced by the IRGC's claim that missiles are locked onto targets and the concurrent revelation of a Caspian Sea supply route, which suggests Iran is preparing for a prolonged standoff. A counter-reading is that the threat is a face-saving measure after the U.S. tanker strikes with no real intent to follow through. However, the specificity of the warning and the IRGC's history of calibrated escalation make this a credible, if risky, gambit to alter the conflict's geometry. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual-lens predictions. Watch for three things. Check Sentinel-1 SR imagery of Karg Island for evidence of an oil slick and tanker loading activity following the U.S. strikes. Monitor Flight Radar 24 for U.S. Navy P-8A Poseidon orbits over the Gulf of Oman and Strait of Hormuz to assess ISR posture after the IRGC threats. And review Lloyd's List intelligence casualty reports for any new incidents involving Iranian flag tankers in the Gulf of Oman or Arabian Sea within the last 24 hours. Looking ahead through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IRGC will not conduct a direct kinetic strike on a U.S. base or ship, despite its threat. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 12th, with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. And before May 12th, Hezbollah will launch at least one more coordinated drone swarm attack on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, resulting in casualties. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, an Iranian proxy militia in Iraq or Syria will launch a rocket or drone attack on a U.S. base, explicitly citing the IRGC's threat as justification with low confidence. By May 13th, the U.S. will conduct a preemptive strike on an IRGC coastal missile battery in southern Iran following a near-miss incident with a U.S. Navy vessel in the Strait of Hormuz with low confidence. And within 24 hours, Israel will expand its Lebanon campaign to include strikes north of the Litani River, targeting Hezbollah strategic weapons depots after a Hezbollah drone penetrates deep into Israeli airspace with low confidence. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Radish, signing off from Jerusalem.